play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, 11 people are stable in hospital after a car was driven into crowds celebrating Liverpool's Premier League win. Dozens more were treated for injuries when it happened in the city last night. It's thought the driver was able to get through when a roadblock was lifted to allow an ambulance in. Detective Chief Superintendent Karen Jaundrill is from Merseyside Police.
We have arrested a 53-year-old man from West Derby on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving offences and driving whilst unfit through drugs. He remains in custody where he is being interviewed.
A van driver has been jailed for 12 years after running down a three-year-old girl who was visiting Manchester with her parents. A court heard how 36-year-old Raoul Riemann had taken at least 20 lines of cocaine before it happened in February. The Health Secretary's urged resident doctors, formerly known as junior doctors, not to strike. They're being balloted over a 4% pay rise, which the BMA union doesn't think is enough. And the Education Secretary says getting rid of the two-child benefit cap is not off the table. Bridget Phillipson's told us it's one of the things they're looking at to tackle child poverty.
Sport.
Lioness goalie Mary Earps says it's time to let the younger generation shine as she's announced she's retiring from football. The 32-year-old says playing for England has been the greatest honour of her life. Newcastle United's sporting director Paul Mitchell is leaving the club at the end of next month after less than a year in the role. Boss Eddie Howe will be in charge of player recruitment until a replacement is hired. And Leeds United will play Italian giants AC Milan in Dublin for a pre-season friendly in August. The Aviva Stadium will play host to the club's final match before their return to the Premier League only a week later. It'll be Leeds' first game in Ireland in 9 years.
Weather
with eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Some heavy rain and thunder clearing for most overnight with lows of 4 degrees. Sunny spells and showers tomorrow. Windy in the south with a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Santa Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Santa Templeton there with the news. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Welcome to a brand new week of 4 till 7 fanginess. Hope you all had a really good bank holiday weekend. 2 minutes past 5 o'clock. Vinnie, Harry, Gaff, and of course, Sunts are here for you. And it is to Sunts to whom we now turn for item one. Sunta did something at the weekend for a first time. She thought it'd be disgusting, but actually it was all right. Someone says, well, Nigel Barnsley's just asking, was it wine and calamari?
No, it was not.
Oh.
No.
She likes wine, but you know,
I like wine, but not calamari.
What's
but,
wrong with calamari?
But it's like
rubber, isn't it?
Calamari, eh?
Calamari and wine.
No, it wasn't that.
It's a lovely calamari.
It's a winner, Cam, every time. Please say it again. Look, give us the full sentence. Sorry, he got this off Tony Gregg.
Tony Gregg was commentating on a cricket match in Australia, and the helicopter shot showed the beachfront where the restaurants were. And he said, yeah, earlier on we had some lunch there, and it was delicious, eh? We had some lovely wine and calamari. But as soon as he said it, I was watching it with my dad. Obviously, we're both from South Africa. As soon as he said it, we both couldn't stop laughing for about an hour. About an hour.
So we got that anyway. 83936. Keep your guesses coming in. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the buzz from the world of insects, which is so out the news. Plus, here's the latest buzz from the world of insects. As scientists, it's the sort of crap they come out with, and we go north of the bamboo curtain. I've got all the latest Jongen news. Yeah, the Jongen.
Oh.
Love
Jongen,
that Jongen. I got the latest news from the Jongen. He's no wrongen. This is Good Charlotte. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Ladies and gentlemen, they're always complaining, aren't they?
Complaining?
That's what it says in the lyric.
Oh, is
it? Yeah. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. They're always complaining.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Complaining.
Because they're rich and famous.
Sure.
Anyway, Good Charlotte. Lifestyles are rich and famous. 83936. Get your Sunter guesses in, please. Relax back. Got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
long she sees apart from me, possessed behind the eyes. And apart from the frightening, the moaning, the biting, you seem to be the nice guy. And I know what she thinks, and she looks at me, and she looks with such despair. But you're not the only one around here that needs a bit of fresh air. Cause I'm a sad, sad post-teen. Could I be a love machine? No dream, concrete, walking like a zombie. Like a zombie. And I'm a cold train, fast lane. Caught up in a dirty rain. No pain, no gain. Walking like a zombie. Like a zombie. Well, it's all play. See a man, it's falling apart. She's on the road, there she goes, but she won't get far. I want a show to parole, to the toad in the hole. I got a potion, roots got a pop out the bar. I got bloodshot eyes and there's blood in my teeth. I got a ripped up jacket and a friend who's a thief. Well, am I puffing at her mouth? Time to put it out, or the fire inside keeps burning, burning out. I'm a sad, sad post-teen. Could have been a love machine. No dream, concrete, walking like a zombie. Like a zombie.
Digital interference. New impression, yeah?
Sure.
I didn't realise, don't do that. People will just tune elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
You literally put the... Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Do you want some Jonga news?
Yes.
Okay, just to say, last week, I didn't serve up the big story.
Go on.
Which was... Well, one of the perks of being the hereditary dictator of the world's most repressive state.
Yeah.
It's got so many perks.
Sure.
But one of the perks...
Not least of which, God.
Yes. I mean, I can't think of... Where's the downside?
Yeah, he's got his own to train.
To being the hereditary dictator of one of the world's most repressive states. I can't... repressive states. Mm. I can't think of a downside.
Mm. Sure.
Maybe not having that many mates outside of the country.
You don't need them.
No.
You do not need them, Sunter.
Okay.
Yeah. And plus, you can just order people to be your mate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right. And then also, there'd be a damn sight better friends than the friends you've got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Because otherwise, they're going to... It's death.
They're not right. Ignoring your texts.
Right.
Yeah,
definitely
fair.
Not. They'd text you straight back.
For fear of their life.
Yes, right. But I'd like that.
Yeah. Mm. Sure.
instead of, you know, I fancy going to Chelsea, people going, oh, I can't, people blowing me out. Sorry, John, you know, I said I could go, I can't go tonight. John never gets that for big games.
No, he doesn't.
Anyway, one of the upsides there is he doesn't have to kneel before anyone.
Yeah.
But for the third year in a row, this is what I didn't do this last week. For the third year in a row, the Jong-un has bent his knee in honour of a man who, almost unknown to the rest of the world, knew him by his nickname.
What?
Yeah, he's got a nickname.
Go on.
Jong-un-y.
No, come on.
I'm not.
They just put a Y on the end.
No, it's Jong-un-y.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Jong-un-y. It's right there, yeah.
Jong-un-y.
Photographs.
Flash your phone at me quickly.
For the third year in a row, North Korea's Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, has bent his knee in honour of a man who, almost unknown to the rest of the world, knew him by the nickname Jong-un-y.
Jong-un-y.
Wow. Yeah, photographs in state media showed Kim, or Jong-un-y, laying a flower at the grave of Hyun Chol-tae, senior military officer who died age of 87.
Wow.
So he's bent his knee to put some flowers on his grave.
Right,
it's
right.
A bit different.
Yeah. Yes, he's bent his knee there, but he loved the guy.
Right.
Which means I bet he was actually a really nice guy.
Sure.
I'm sure he was a very nice guy.
No, Jong-un-y liked him. Yeah. And you say, if he's
getting away with calling him Jong-un-y.
If he's dead and in his good books, there's a friend of his dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
If he's, who's essentially an ad man.
Right.
But if he's military in his good books and liked him, there is one guy you don't want to be. And each week I'm going to look at this. A guy you don't want to be in North Korea. This week, the guy you don't want to be is the guy who's going to get blamed for this by the Jong-un-y.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Well, another official has been held, I'm afraid. They botched the launch of a warship. It's really sad we haven't got any footage of this.
I saw a photograph of a giant tarpaulin because they covered it up so no one could take a picture of it.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of social media there, so it's not big on the socials, this one. Which is actually another great thing about being the hereditary dictatorship, the hereditary dictator. In the world's most repressive dictatorship. Isn't
it? You can control
you
know, all
of this rubbish on social media.
Yeah.
Anyway, another official has been held after the botched launch of a warship that capsized.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I think the launching structure capsized and the boat capsized.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Not good, apparently. Yeah.
That's not good.
But this guy, they're saying he is greatly responsible for the occurrence.
Oh, man, he's not having a good week.
Kim Jong-un, the Jong-un-y, the North Korean leader, called the incident a criminal act caused by absolute carelessness. The person that he's also said that they have brought the dignity and self-respect of all of North Korea to collapse.
Oh. Wow.
Watch this space. We'll find out exactly what. But I can tell you now.
Oh, dear.
I think this is only going to play out one way.
He can fight the case in court if he has to. Sure.
No, he can't go. He can't go. Remember how his uncle went, that Minister of Defence?
Oh, what, with the big gun?
He firing squad with an anti-aircraft gun.
Yeah, it seems a bit.
He failed him.
Yep.
Just another puck. You had a dream. You wanted better. You were sick of all the holes in your sweater. You looked to me and wondered whether I was the lamppost to which you were tethered. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I get what they're doing there. It's quite a good ploy, isn't it?
What?
Well, the relationship's all over.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're trying to obviously plea their way out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I don't have to get undressed for someone. You know, it's already implying, hey.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
You know, it's like that Oscar Wilde thing, isn't it? Where he said lots of people would throw more things away if they didn't think someone else would find them useful.
You see what he's doing there?
So interesting. Very interesting. Mm. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Interesting. Mm. Very interesting.
Mm.
It's time to talk inventions. Thanks to McVitie's, who are celebrating 100 years of the iconic chocolate digestive, arguably the best invention ever. Mm-hmm. Certainly, when we found out that McVitie's recommend you eat them the other way up.
Oh.
Chocolate down.
Chocolate down.
Amazing.
Game changer. They were a good invention before.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, ye gods, McVitie's have got more game-changing inventions from the last 100 years to be won. Gav, tell us some of the inventions that are up for grabs. Go on.
A Nebula Capsule Air ultra-portable projector.
Yes.
Some Dyson OnTrack headphones.
Yeah, do they clean your ears as well?
I think so.
I wish they hoovered your ears. I'd love that.
Also, a MetaQuest VR headset.
Ooh.
And a £100 Meta gift card for games and apps.
Can I say, do they vacuum your ears as well? Because, of course, Hoover is a brand name.
Sure,
and
sure.
I met someone who worked on Dyson's yacht.
Oh, yes.
And if you use the word Hoover,
right,
you get fined.
Really?
For a case of beer.
Wow.
The rest of the crew have, if you work there.
That's like James Brown with his band.
Yeah.
If they got a wrong note, $10. Yeah.
But I think what they meant was you get fired.
Yeah, I do.
By Dyson himself.
I don't think he's got a sense of humour about it.
No, he hasn't got a sense of humour at all.
Yeah.
He wants people to say, so I Dysoned the house.
Yeah.
Can I just say, James, if you're listening, never going to happen, mate.
Too late, mate. Too late.
For your chance to win, you just need to head to radioace.co.uk. Tell us an invention of your own you reckon could be iconic in the next 100 years. Sunta, give an inspiration, please.
Okay, this one's for Gavin. How about...
Go on.
Self-tuning guitar strings.
Ooh.
That'll save time.
Oh, that's really good, isn't
and
it?
And I like the idea of this one, a drone that will bring you your takeaway all the way to your sofa with a couple of glasses of wine.
Yes. Through the window.
That's good. Yeah. Good invention.
Yeah.
Get involved. I'm really thinking now.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope you are too. Get involved. RadioX.co.uk.
Radio X.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Sunta tried something for the first time at the weekend. She thought it was going to be disgusting, but actually...
It was all right.
There we go.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. The perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Welcome to a world of infinite worlds. A world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of 7. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save £300 per room. Book now with Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. Full T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry, finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Hello. I'm currently out of office. An article I read recently said we're more relaxed and more productive after a good break. So, I've gone to Barbados for a month for science. Yours, Toby.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways holidays take your holiday.
Atoll protected.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. globalacademy.com.
Restaurants, shops, hair and beauty salons. Whatever type of business you run, Square can help you run it even better. Because Square isn't just the point of sale. It connects front and back of house, gives you real-time data, helps you manage appointments and much more. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square, business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
I never thought of myself as the giving type, but I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift, and I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
If I was to say to you, wax on, wax off, you'd either A, know what I was talking about, or B, think I was stressed and overworked, having some kind of breakdown. But it's the former, because the Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the legend that is Jackie Chan, will be on the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Give me a chance to hold on.
Yeah, can I just say I didn't want straight away some ridiculous inventions to come in after that McVitie's thing. Like people who eat pizzas upside down. On the same principle. Surely all the toppings just fall off.
Yeah, you get a lot of salami in your lap.
No, let me just...
Well, tomato sauce, melted cheese.
Have you tried eating beans on toast upside down? Crazy. Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Massive weekend. I went to the horse fair in Jerez. It was absolutely fantastic. Best food at the best value in the classiest town I've ever been to in Spain. So classy. Harry, we know, he went to a wedding without his missus. Had a cracking time, if she's listening. If she's listening at all. Apparently, he was looking at him. Someone texted him, one of his mates says, it was like he'd been let out of jail.
Sure, yeah.
Someone's saying that. It's literally like looking at a guy just been freed from jail, just enjoying himself and laughing for once. That's what it says just right there. It was nice to see. I haven't seen Harry that happy for so long. Normally he's out with her, it says. Yeah. So there we go, that's nice. That's Carla. No, I'm kidding, Carla.
She's a dancer, isn't she,
yeah,
Carla?
Yeah.
And a model.
Yeah. It doesn't say that at all. If you're listening, Carla, nothing like that came in. And Harry's crazy, mate. And I know he missed you terribly that wedding. I said, trying to dig him out of trouble. Hey, guys! Sunta went to Brighton with her boyfriend. She tried something she's never done before. She thought it'd be disgusting, but actually it was...
It was all right.
83936. loads of suggestions coming in for that one. Someone else saying about Sunta, whatever it was, there was no harm done. I bet there was no harm done, right?
No harm done.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah. But there's another member of our team, the leader. Vinny, you were at Wembley to watch Wimbledon go up to the first...
To play Walsall.
To play...
Yeah. We were in the League Two playoff final.
So you're in League One.
So now we're in League One. But can I just ask, is it because... When it's upside down, you get the cheese onto your tongue, right?
Yes.
So that cheesy sensation, that is quite good,
yes, but gravity would...
Gravity's not going to be a
problem. I mean, Brisbane, gravity's bad enough when it's the other way up.
Well, it's going to have to be really sticky cheese. You're going to have to eat it.
Vinny, for Christ's sake, this is your chance to shine, dance, and, you know, this is your time to shine.
We should think about this, because this could really change things.
This is why
you always fold the pizza slice.
Yeah, but then the cheese isn't directly on your tongue. That's the point, isn't it?
I guess. It's pretty hot cheese. You don't want it on your tongue.
Yeah. Mm. It depends. Hot cheese. Not by the time it arrives at my house.
Really hot cheese.
Okay,
it's a minefield, isn't it?
It is a minefield. Apparently, and I'm not lying here, focaccia bread, which I've been baking over the weekend, you're supposed to eat upside down. You're supposed to get the salty side down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Can I just say...
Anyway, it was 1-0. Yeah, we won.
Okay, so how was it? Where were you? Because it didn't look full.
It was a good free kick. I saw the free kick.
The free kick? Oh, no, you're thinking of Charlton.
Charlton went up as well.
And also Chelsea in Champions League, all 1-0s at the weekend. All 1-0s. And if you count Chelsea, South London, because it is southwest Estonia, even though it's not south the river, but some places north the river are actually further than places that are south the river.
Mm.
because the river meanders.
God, it's fascinating.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
But I think Wembley was about half full. We took 27 or 28,000 fans. Wimbledon, right. Walsall had about 10,000 fewer than that.
Right. Okay.
So, but the Wimbledon end of Wembley was rocking.
Was it?
It was great fun.
Excellent.
Okay, you went there with a big posse.
Yeah, so I go to Wimbledon with my uncles and my cousins.
Yeah.
So there was 48 Gujaratis sitting in.
Wow!
48, eh? Awesome. Is it true? Were you at the game when Wimbledon... I think this is the greatest chant maybe in the history of football.
Is this the MK Dons chant?
Yes.
No, I don't go, but this is fantastic.
That when Wimbledon went away to MK Dons...
Yeah.
...for the first time...
Mm.
And obviously MK Dons were Wimbledon. Yeah. The Wimbledon fans were chanting at them, "Where were you when you were us?" Where were you when you were us?
Right.
That's unique, isn't it?
Genius. Absolute genius. So, Vin, a great day out for everybody.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Were you expecting to come home with the result?
I thought we would lose. I thought it was going to be a 1-0 loss. Walsall finished above us in the league.
Yes.
So I had no expectations. But that is great. I'm 2 for 2.
Hang on a second.
In 2016, we won in the playoffs as well.
You got 100% record at Wembley.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Walsall, at one stage last season, I think they were like 17 points clear at the top or something.
That's right.
They were looking really good at Christmas, which is the last time I sort of took a gander at that.
They had a striker on loan from, I think, Stoke.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then when he went back to Stoke, they stopped winning all their games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be gutted if you'd be a Walsall fan.
Yeah, you'd be absolutely gutted. Sorry to any Walsall fans listening.
Gutted.
Not finding it at all funny because you're still pretty gutted.
Imagine.
Although, with that many fans, you got to say, did they want it?
Didn't seem like it.
You know, how much did they want it?
I tell you what. You know, you come all the way to London, I'd be gutted.
Who's the manager of Wimbledon at the moment?
Johnny Jackson.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Seeing him with his family was some of the most genuine scenes of elation I've seen after a football game. This is Oasis on Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Take me out. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We're just doing my great football chant. Someone's just said my greatest football chant. Our local private school played the local comprehensive school.
Oh, yeah.
And the posh boys chanted, "Your dad works for my dad."
Your dad works for my dad. Dad.
Your dad works for my dad. Your dad. Oh, there we go. That's Alan in Worcester. Tell you what, there's a few class warriors out there aren't finding it funny. That's sort of, it's not even correct. That's reverse vanguardism, that is. That is the counter-revolutionary scum. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, loads of you still guessing about Sunta. Mm. The girl who keeps you guessing.
Hey.
Sunta Templeton. She tried something at the weekend she thought would be disgusting, but actually it was...
It was all right.
She's with her new boyfriend. Let's have a look at some of the suggestions. Did Sunta and her boyfriend dance the night away to side trance?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Gav, what's the suggestion you've seen?
Was it a Guinness and oysters, Suns?
Oh, always Guinness, but not oysters.
Okay, so it wasn't that.
It wasn't that. Assume Sunter tried golf for the first time and the disgusting bit was halfway hot bacon sandwich.
No.
Says, okay, you didn't try, no. You wasn't doing golf, but that was from Simon Littlehampton, who brings it back to golf or Def Leppard.
Yeah, sure. Every time.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Did Sunter try Piccadilly? Piccalilly?
No, I've had that before. Delicious.
Ah. It's delicious, yeah, certainly. I know. Did Sunter have chips and gravy for the first time?
I've had that loads of times.
What, gravy, though?
Yeah.
Is it vegan?
Oh, red Bisto, that's veggie.
Fair enough.
She knows her gravies.
Mud wrestling. Someone says it was raining at the weekend.
No.
Deep fried Mars bar?
No, still okay, not closing.
Okay, 83936. We'll find out what it was next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. Naturally cloudy. Thanks to the John O'Gold Apple.
Radio X. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pajamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from London Stansted with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. After National Protected, subject to availability and conditions.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
Johnny Vaughan.
Saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such an ugly way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, will she steal out to get me? And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, will she steal out to get me? awful as it may be, well, she still always get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of Oscar. And you are both separate.
Kooks, Naive on Radio X. You're on the 4 till 7 thing after a big bank holiday weekend. As we know, Harry, he went to a wedding without his missus. He had a cracking time. Banging on about incident after incident after incident. He never does that when he's with his missus. So, yeah. Quite interesting there. But he seems to have a whale of a time. I'm joking.
Such a troublemaker.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry and Carla. I'm joking. Vinny saw his team get promotion in Wimbledon. But Sunter, oh, Sunter. Good name for a musical, that, Gav.
What? Oh, oh Sunter. Sunter. I can see the poster already.
Yeah, forget oh, Calcutta. Yeah. So, Sunter, she tried saying at the weekend, which she thought would be disgusting, but actually it was
all right.
Is it jellied eels? I bet you loved them, Sunts.
No, definitely not.
Gav?
Was it a Harvester Unlimited salad?
Oh, I've had that many a time.
Have you? Okay.
Was it Vimto and milk?
No. What?
Says the
hell?
Did Sunta get her feet sucked and nibbled on by those little fish some spas have?
Yeah.
It used to be at every seafront in the early 2000s.
No, I've never done that.
No, because they discovered they could give you awful diseases.
Can they?
Yeah, because they nibble in them, and obviously the blood, you can get blood out, and if one of them... They don't
it's
change
carrying
the fish.
A parasite.
You might as well just share a needle with 100 strangers.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. But no, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, I might try that, John, actually. Wait, what do I do? Did Sunta dance with the devil?
Again?
In the pale moonlight.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Did she use kefir instead of milk with her coffee?
No.
Made that mistake once only. I can say I have a bit of kefir. I love it. I love that stuff.
Andy wants to know, did you watch an episode of The Big Bang Theory? Because he says, that is not all right.
No, yes. I didn't.
Did you have oyster a la... Oh, no, is that... I don't know what that is. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Did you have the Food of the Kings, pie and mash?
Had that before.
Okay. Did you play... no, I'm not going to put that one
no.
in. Okay, and there's lots of other stuff about doors.
Okay, ready?
Okay, we're going to have to do that again. Let's find out what Sunta did.
For the first time this weekend, I tried a pickleback.
Oh!
A what?
A pickleback.
What's a pickleback?
Yum!
It's a shot of whiskey...
Yeah.
...followed by a shot of pickle brine.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. It was all right.
Was it?
Why did you do that?
Why not?
No, but why? But what?
Because someone bought it for me.
Okay.
Because there was booze in it, John.
Why do you look like you're so clever? You look to me like
nobody
I'm so clever.
It.
No.
No one got it.
What was it? Was it really all right? Or because pickle juice is quite delicious.
No, but do you know why it was all right? Because the whiskey wasn't very decent. It wasn't good whiskey.
Right.
So actually, the brine kind of neutralised the bad whiskey.
Right.
Can I ask a question? Recently, on some of the socials, I see things about people drinking hot dog water.
Oh, man.
That doesn't sound very nice.
But is that known as being disgusting, right? It's a joke when they do
it's
it.
It's got to be, yeah.
Yeah,
no, because I was saying these sort of things, and then you get to drink all the hot dog water.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's the thing, but that's known as a disgusting thing.
Yeah.
I was only thinking if I missed something.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It's not delicious.
So
do you remember you tried potato water, sweet potato water, live on air, and it's the only time I've ever seen you swear.
I was It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
It was absolutely disgusting. It was as disgusting as some of the other things they're coming up with.
Yeah.
And in Wrexham says, did Sunta go to church?
No.
No way, she would have done that. Not the Scarlet Woman of Drive Time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sunta's the weekend. We now welcome you to the jungle. It's Guns N' Roses on Radio X. Take it.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want.
Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
Hi there. I'm off this week. Apparently we're more productive at work after a good holiday. So I'm counting this Caribbean rum distillery tour as professional development. Yours, Colin.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X.